This content is AI-generated for informational purposes only and should not be directly used for clinical decision-making.
Hello, and welcome back to the Neurosurgery Hub podcast. I'm Dr. Aris, Senior Attending Neurosurgeon.
And I'm Dr. Alara, Research Fellow. Today, we're looking at a fascinating new study from the Journal of the Pakistan Medical Association, published in 2026. It's a review titled Endoscopic versus Microscopic Retrosigmoid Approach for Vestibular Schwannoma Resection.
This is a timely topic, Alara. For those listening who manage cerebellopontine angle tumors, we know that the surgical management of vestibular schwannomas has undergone a massive paradigm shift. It's no longer just about tumor removal at all costs. The field has evolved toward the preservation of neurological function and, ultimately, the patient's quality of life.
Exactly. And the retrosigmoid approach remains a commonly used corridor for these cases. Traditionally, this is performed using the operating microscope, which provides excellent 3D visualization. However, the paper highlights some significant limitations of the microscope, particularly when we are looking into those concealed anatomical regions.
Right. Specifically within the internal auditory canal, or the IAC. If you're working with a microscope, you're limited by a straight line of sight. If the tumor has significant intracanalicular extension, you're often drilling or dissecting around the corner, so to speak. This study evaluates how increasing adoption of endoscopic techniques, whether fully endoscopic or endoscopic assisted, addresses those blind spots.
The review looked at three specific modalities: the conventional microscopic approach, the fully endoscopic surgery, and the endoscopic assisted microsurgery. What I found most interesting was the comparative data regarding outcomes. The authors note that the most robust data demonstrates that fully endoscopic surgery achieves outcomes comparable to microscopy in terms of gross total resection and, crucially, facial nerve preservation.
That's a vital point for our residents and fellows to hear. There's often a fear that moving away from the microscope might compromise the extent of resection or the safety of the facial nerve. But this paper suggests that the endoscopic approach actually offers improved visualization of those concealed regions. In fact, it may even enhance the extent of resection, especially in tumors with that tricky intracanalicular extension we mentioned.
And it isn't just about what we can see during the surgery. The paper also touches on the reduced surgical invasiveness associated with the endoscope. They found that this less invasive nature is associated with improved postoperative recovery and decreased morbidity for the patient.
Now, let's talk about the endoscopic assisted technique. In my practice, I see this as a widely practiced transitional technique. It allows the surgeon to combine the benefits of both modalities, using the microscope for the bulk of the work and the endoscope to inspect the corners.
That's exactly how the paper describes it. However, the authors make a very practical distinction regarding the fully endoscopic route. While the benefits are clear, the study notes that the endoscopic assisted technique is actually more practical in resource-limited settings than the fully endoscopic approach.
That's an important consideration for global neurosurgery. Not every center has the equipment or the specific training pipeline for a 100% endoscopic resection, but most can incorporate an endoscope into a microscopic case to ensure no tumor is left behind in the lateral ends of the IAC.
To summarize for our listeners, whether you are using it as an assist or as the primary tool, the endoscope is proving to be a powerful ally in the retrosigmoid approach. It matches the microscope's efficacy in gross total resection and facial nerve preservation, while potentially offering better visualization and a faster recovery.
It's about having the right tool for the right corridor. If you can see better, you can preserve more. Thank you for joining us today on the Neurosurgery Hub.
We hope this review of the 2026 JPMA study helps you in your clinical practice. We'll see you in the next episode.